May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Well, we had two interesting readings today. When you think about it, you know, it's by no means easy to live the Christian life. It's certainly not a matter of being fairly good and keeping on the right side of the law. Jesus called us to something more than that. And in our first reading today, Paul spelt it out in such considerable detail that it must have seemed a bit scary. In Galatians 5:14, he summed it up as, "Love your neighbor as yourself." And later on in the same chapter, he has a list. He talked about avoiding sexual immorality, a very difficult thing to do in this society of ours. He added some of the following things: hatred, discord, jealousy, drunkenness, etc., etc. It's quite a list there in Galatians 5:19. And if you are anything like me, that list must leave you feeling a bit shattered. How can we avoid all this? But later on in the same chapter, we find a list of the positive things that we are expected to do. We are meant to be loving, full of joy, kind, gentle, among other things. But the fact is that we, you and I, fall short of this high standard. We do mess up ourselves and other people's lives. We do sin, and we do things that are wrong. We do not come up even to our own standards, let alone those of the New Testament. Of course, we are glad those standards are there as a reminder of how we ought to live. But it's not easy. Now, this sums up what a great many people think that Christianity is about. Being good. Being better than ordinary people. In fact, being pretty near perfect. That's what most people think Jesus was about. And of course, there's some truth in the idea. But in fact, put like that, it's off-beam and wrong. The heart of Jesus' message is very different indeed. In Luke 9:59, Jesus summed it up very simply indeed. He said to a number of people, and he says to you and to me today, "Follow me. Follow me," says Jesus to you today. Follow me. That is what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to be his friends and his followers. I remember a young man in Hackney who wanted to find the Lord for himself. I had been trying to explain how simple it is. And he said something like this: "Do you mean, John, that I only have to come and get Jesus' forgiveness because of the cross, and then just put my hand into his hand? Is it really as simple as that?" And I had to say, yes, it is. And that great big guy, he was a tough gang leader in Hackney, simply burst into tears, and he said to Jesus, "Lord Jesus, I come to you. Please forgive me for all that I have done wrong. Cutting people up, and all the rest. I come to you now. Take me as one of your friends and followers." That guy was a changed man. Funny enough, he did become kind and good and gentle. But that was only after he had put his hand into the hand of Jesus and started to walk with the Lord through life, knowing that he had the best friend any man can ever have. Well, that's Jim. And Jesus says to you and to me today, "Follow me. Put your hand, as it were, into my hand. Know that your sins are forgiven because of my bloody death on Calvary. And come, follow me in your daily life. I will be with you always as your friend, even to the end of the world."